This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, first of all, thanks for joining us. And second of all, I'm sure you probably heard what Adam Gase was saying, and I'm interested to get your take on it just as the jumping off point. That in the first half, he thought you were seeing things well and you were in a rhythm and the score is low enough that you're still utilizing the run game and you're a two-dimensional offense. Then in the second half, when you have to become a one-dimensional offense, it seems like things really stall out and that rhythm is gone. I mean, has that been the biggest problem these last 2 weeks in the second halves of these games? From your standpoint, why do you think the offense has struggled so much after halftime?
No, I think, you know, we got to stick with the run game, you know, in the second half, which I felt like we did. We just got to do a better job there, you know, and obviously I thought we put ourselves in good positions on those first couple drives of the second half to be able to convert those third downs. And, you know, obviously, you know, you got the fumble that, you know.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I feel like the momentum, you know, we were starting to get a really good drive going and, you know, that was a great play. And, you know, Chris, I thought was going to break loose there for a second and, you know, he fumbles. So just plays like that, that you can't have and, you know, kind of take away momentum there. But, you know, I felt like we had a good rhythm, you know, in the second half going. I mean, obviously the first couple drives, you know, we went 3 and out, which obviously isn't ideal, but you know, that third drive, I think it was, you know, we got some rhythm going and then you had the fumble. So, it's just things that you can't do against a good Kansas City offense. And they obviously took advantage of it and scored right away. So, and then, you know, like Coach Gase said, you know, once we got down, you know, we started throwing it more and, yeah, you know, they started mixing in some zones and stuff like that. So yeah, it was just, you know, we just got to do a better job of executing and making sure that we stay on the field on those, you know, third and shorts.
Sam, I know you're a tough guy and you want to be out there. How's that shoulder? It looked like you got it banged up late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it was a stupid decision by me not to slide there. I mean, it was third and forever and I wanted to get the first. And I was just trying to do too much, man. It was a dumb decision. But, yeah, I'm fine. Feels fine.
Yeah, Sam, how do you keep this team together, getting ready for a Monday night game against New England?
Yeah, you know, we just got to take it one day at a time. Go from there.
And hopefully you get your wide receiver group back. I mean, to me, that would be the final question as well. You know, Adam mentioned it. And from your standpoint, the frustration, I'm sure, because you spent training camp, at least for a cup of coffee with Denzel Mims on the field, looking at what your offense was supposed to look like. How much better do you think this group could be if you could ever finally arrive at the day where your top receiver group can all be healthy at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about that. You know, those circumstances are what they are. You know, for me, I'm just trying to go out there and, you know, execute to the best of my ability. And, you know, that's really it.
All right, Sam, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.